Welcome to Yip Podcast. This is Mary.
And this is Tammy.
Yip. And today on the show, we have Jody, who is here to talk about her fantastic store, Beachcombers Bazaar. Hey, Jody.
Yip.
She was on one of our very first episodes talking about Indian textiles and fashion and bindis
and henna
and many, many, many things. And now she is back purely for self-promotion.
Yay, our favorite thing, right?
I know, money.
We're totally going to self-promote too, so.
Our second guest, we have another guest today, and that is Susan. Hey, Susan.
Hello.
And she is going to be our interviewed person. Uh-oh. I mean, we were thinking about so we're going to be talking to Susan, who's been dancing for...
Almost 20 years.
And we'll talk to her in a minute. But until then, so Tammy, what's going on?
Well, what I'd like to talk about this week is Gothla. Registration is open now.
That's my Gothla sound.
And it is.
Are you guys going to Gothla?
No, I'd love to, but no. I'm going to Q's and Tattoos.
We can't
and I cannot afford traveling to two different places.
Maybe in 2011 we'll pick a different event to go to.
I think every year we're going to pick like awesome. a different event to go to. But they're going to have a ton of workshops. Like, in the past 2 years, they've had, I think, 5 or 6 instructors, somewhere around there. And they just seem to have like a whole list of instructors this year, including Tempest and Sashi, of course. Ashara, Princess Farhana, Kajira from Black Sheep Belly Dance is going to be instructing. And Lacey from Florida Tribal Dance will be instructing.
I didn't know she was going to be instructing a Gothla.
So.
I didn't know that either.
Hurrah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty exciting, you know, bringing it home.
That's really cool. It's like bringing it. That's exciting because half the time we'll like talk about stuff and then we'll pretend to be surprised when we talk about it on the podcast. We'll be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And
you're killing the mystery.
I've done been killed. But I didn't even know that. That's really exciting.
Yeah, so she's going to be teaching a workshop on tribal for tribal fusion dancers. So if you're out in Pomona, California at the beginning of March, go check out Gothla.
Sweet.
So how about you, Mary? What's going on?
Oh my goodness. Not much is going on. I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff on Tribe that really has sparked thought. That could be interpreted a couple of different ways, really. But I saw some funny stuff on What Were They Thinking?
Videos. I posted something there.
Okay, you did? So what did you post? I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, I posted these crazy bras I saw at the mall. It was in the store called LVLX, which they allow no food or drink, and it's right next to like the pretzel thing. And my daughter always has to have a pretzel and lemonade when we go to the mall. So I never get to go in there because I always have food and drink. So I did not have my daughter with me. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go check out the store. Dude, talk about some club clothes. This is not my kind of store. Anyway, although they had some cute different colored yoga pants, I was like, well, that's nice. Mm. These are the bras I saw at the mall.
Wow. Sparklies.
I mean, just there's not an outfit with
it. Looks like a cabaret.
That's what
bra.
That's what I thought. Wearing. And they're like $30 or something.
I'm sure they don't come in my size.
The straps look pretty flimsy.
The straps aren't
Do
covered.
They have gaudy gold?
They did. They did. Yeah.
Yeah, looks like I'm going shopping.
For our listener, Susan does not wear silver.
I do not.
She's got this completely...
I was abused Very by silver strong. As a child.
Dislike silver for chains. Silver.
I was, seriously. I really was.
I think she's a werewolf. But let's keep that on the DL.
So anyway, so yeah, I posted something on there.
I saw a couple of videos on Armoire Awards, but there haven't been a lot of like awesomely horrible ones recently. Like the past couple that I've seen, there was one that got posted of a gothic performance by this gothy chick, and it wasn't bad. Like you could tell that she hadn't been dancing that long, but I thought she had good stage presence. She was very confident. Her costume was like, oh my god, it was pretty bad, but she had a lot of stage presence and she had good musicality for I mean, her hands were a mess, but like you could see the potential. You could see like, okay, in a couple years she's not going to be bad. It's not like
right.
She's completely clueless and like marching to the beat of a completely different drummer.
And she's been dancing for, you know, 70 years and
totally
still can't find the one.
That's sad.
That is so sad.
Oh, but then somebody got snarky. What was it? I think it was on What Were They Thinking? And somebody had posted, I'm thinking of Sparkle something. And it was a video.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? And somebody was like, I don't know why this, I don't think this fits in the What Were They Thinking tribe. Well, maybe it doesn't, but geez. Go get some coffee or take a nap or something. Wow. I mean, it didn't really, because it just looked like there was this sort of crassle thing going on. Because there were some scarves tucked in the belt that sort of framed this one dangle of fringe. But you could tell the whole belt itself was very attractive. It just seemed like an overreaction for something. Now we have all these guidelines and you have to meet specific guidelines to make fun of costumes. Ooh, it's really touchy in here. That's all I have to say about that. You know, I've been knocking around the Shira tribe and the super secret ATS General Skills Certified tribe. I'm sure a lot of our listeners know of Alizan. From Canada, yes.
Colors of Araby, I think, is
yes.
the...
Yes, yes. And scent. I know our listener, Matt, is going to be going to Morocco with him next year. Somewhere...
Woohoo. Wow.
Somewhere out in the great distance.
Beyond the Great Divide.
Yes. He could be going Thank to Texas you. Together. He doesn't know.
No, Matt told
geography
me
and Mary go at this
Matt
point.
Told me that he's
Isn't
planning...
She teacher?
That once
Not
a
of
year...
geography.
Don't get me started. Valizan apparently plans a trip once a year out to the Middle East somewhere. And I think Matt said he was planning to go with him next year. So there was a thread that was talking about queuing the full turn Egyptian
Twice.
Basic.
Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, doing more than one in a row. And I hadn't even thought about queuing more than one Egyptian basic full turn in a row. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Because I would kill you.
You know? But
I seen your reply, by the way. I'm like, not in my house. She's not queuing that second twice.
But Valizan was like, yeah, well, it makes perfect sense. And then I was making it too difficult as well, because I'd struggled with that. So Valizan was talking about, like, well, think about it. You always abandon what you've been doing previously. So you're doing your Egyptians. And then once you cue your half turn, you keep doing that until you change the move. So once you cue the full turn, you keep doing that until you change the move. And I was like, that is revolutionary. I am so amazed. It's all so clear to me now. It was really a nice moment for me. And I watched one of his videos on YouTube. We'll link to it. It's really, really cool. He cues two full turns in a row. It looks really snazzy. Still want to do it. Come on, Tammy.
I will work with you.
Okay.
I will work with you. That's okay. About as good as you're going to get.
So, yeah, I got excited about that. Woohoo! Yeah, other than that, I've just been trying to spark some conversation on the Yip tribe, pretty much. I got bored at work today, and so far they haven't blocked tribe yet. It was blocked last year. I got a new computer, and suddenly I can get to it again.
I noticed within the past, ever since you said it's not blocked at work anymore, I was like, I haven't tried my work in a while, and it's not blocked at my work either.
I know. Go try people who somehow change the code or whatever,
yeah.
So that it's not labeled as like personal websites or pornography. You know,
it's considered social networking.
Social networking.
That's
I tried to get work. On a belly dance website once at work during my lunch break. Thank you very much.
Did it come up with lingerie?
And it said no lingerie pornography. And I was like, it's not lingerie pornography. It's just a belly dance website. Y'all need to calm down. But so I posted another fact-free question. If you didn't jump on the last fact-free question...
I loved that last fact-free
I thought it was funny. The fact-free question a couple weeks ago was, does a tribal dancer hold her power in her belt or her hair accessories? And I think
Lacey, it's her hair accessories.
See, I think I put forth a good argument for the hair accessories. And I had my share of challengers who fought
Girls,
for the belt.
Really, it's in the belt. That's exactly. That's you know, what whatever. I said. It was the belt.
So this week's fact-free question.
Which prop would add more interest to a cabaret performance and why? A rope of sleigh bales,
oh my God.
A croquet mallet, or a jar of peanut butter?
It's a tough one. I haven't put forth my argument yet because I just don't know which one.
Well, Abby's already posted.
Really? What did Abby post?
She'd have to say sleigh bales because everyone knows sleigh bales means magical reindeer.
That's
true. The cabaret dancer could ride or fly in on a reindeer or dance while standing on 1 foot each on a reindeer and fly over the audience. But she must make sure she's wearing appropriate undergarments.
Very nice, Abby.
Yes.
And also, another thread you posted was episode updates, which I thoroughly enjoyed, which just let everyone know that you were so sick. I felt so horrible for you. But it wasn't the swine flu, just the regular flu.
It wasn't the swine flu, just the regular flu.
And then you were going nuts for the gala.
Anything else going on with you guys? Have you guys thought of anything interesting this week?
Any thoughts?
I don't have that many interesting things in my head
this week. I like the antique gold look better.
As long as it's gold.
As long as it's gold. I'll do antique gold. I don't like the shiny. Because it looks
shiny. It's because you and I have that same skin tone. Yeah, it's awful on us.
I like silver better. But the shiny gold, I just...
Every once in a while, I got a couple of things in gold, but not a lot.
I always have to borrow gold jewelry whenever I need to wear it. I'm like, crap. I've got to call someone who has gold jewelry.
I have one pair of gold earrings. I mean, they're not like gold, the gold tone. And I wear them when I wear brown outfits that I have to wear gold with.
Right.
I wear my gold tone earrings. On the subject of big earrings, have you ever gotten your earrings caught in your necklace?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. There's a costume lesson for you ladies. For those of you who are like, oh good, costume problems averted. Make sure you wear your jewelry. Because a couple times I wore these nice, big, fun Gucci chokers.
Oh, you meant costume.
And these nice, dangly earrings. And you're in the middle of dancing and you're like, oh my God, my earrings caught on my necklace. I can't turn my head. And it's hard to just yank it off because then you lose half of your earlobe. It's awkward. So I've grown to check that really well.
See, I've never done it with costume. I've just... done it. So like now when I go to work and stuff, I either wear a necklace and very small earrings, mm-hmm. or I wear my very long earrings that hang all the way down and I don't wear a necklace because it's happened too many times.
Okay, so our first music spotlight tonight is going to be on the singer Royzen Murphy. I forget where I first heard her music. It might have been on the radio.
Dun dun dun.
I know. But it's really, really fun to move to. She's got a really cool sort of funky, soulful thing going. And also, if any of you out there, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with the Pony Play, Unmada, the song they use is by Royzen Murphy. And we're going to hear that song today. The three songs we're going to hear are Rama Llama, we're going to hear Ruby Blue, and we're going to hear Night of the Dancing Flame.
Could a body close the mind down, stitch a seam across the eye? If you can be good, you live forever. If you're bad, you'll die when you die. Hearing only one true note on the one and only sound. Unzip my body, take my heart out, 'cause I need a beat to give this drum.
That's so cool. Very nice, Mary.
So what are we going to do now? Who do you want to talk to first, Tammy?
Let's talk to Jody first. Because we haven't talked to either of them enough, really.
I know. It's because they're so shy and retiring.
Mary, would you like to discuss first what we're going to be doing working with Beachcombers?
Totally. So myself and Tammy and Jody of Beachcombers Bazaar and her partner in crime, Asid, also... of Beachcombers Bazaar, who could not join us today. We are putting our resources together. Well, really, they're mainly Jody's resources, but we're going to be there.
Totally. And you're bringing popcorn, Mary. Totally.
Okay. So we are co-hosting an event where we're going to be showing the Tamalyn Dalal documentary 40 Days and 1001 Nights, where it's sort of her journey through five different Muslim countries. She spent 40 days in five different Muslim countries. I was just really interested in what a large part of the world she covered in this documentary and in the writing of the book. It's the documentary is really a companion movie to her book, which goes into a lot more detail. So she went to Siwa Oasis in Egypt. She went to Jordan. She went to Zanzibar. She went to Xinjiang, which I may or may not be pronouncing correctly, in China. And she went to Indonesia. So that's like a huge difference, like, you know, thousands of miles apart. And it's just really interesting to see how different cultures treat the religion. You know, some are much more conservative and some are much less conservative. And just sort of getting an insight into sort of everyday stuff.
Yeah, it was very much like everyday life.
Yeah.
Now, our event will be held at Beachcombers, and the movie will start at 9. Prior to that, Jody, can you tell us what's going on?
Oh, we have so many fun things going on that day. And every second Saturday, we do something fun. A lot of the businesses in College Park do that. So it's not just us. So you're welcome to walk down the street, see what else is going on. But
no, we no will chain you.
Right in the area. You'll be on a bungee cord.
No, but we have one of my local artists, Brenda of Bajidu Art, who makes, if any of you are familiar, the hand-painted bangles. Lots of henna designs, just gorgeous creations. I know Mary happens to know them quite well.
I do.
Really incredible woman, incredible artist. But she came out with a new product, and it's a make-your-own Bajidu bangle. And it's a little kit that comes with everything you need, including her original art, that you can transfer everything onto this bangle and get a bangle that you made yourself that looks as good as the ones that she makes. And it's $20.
Which is an incredible price for her bangles, period.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's such a bargain, and it's the coolest product ever. It is so much fun. I made mine in less than an hour, and it's spectacular. It is so cool. I can't believe I did it.
Yeah, when you were telling me about it, I had some serious doubts, because her artwork and her work in general is just fantastic. I love sounding like an infomercial. How much did I want to be in infomercials when I was younger? Love it. Okay, so, but really, I was so impressed with how professional the end product looked. I mean, yeah. I was like, oh, that's great. You get to make your own bangle. That's nice. You know, it's like when, you know, you do, you're like, let's make our own puppets, kids. And it turns out to look a hot mess. You're like, there's Elmer's glue everywhere, but at least we had a good time, right? You know, but this, they look great. Everyone that I've seen that someone has made just looks fantastic. Like, and $20 is like such a steal. I thought they were gonna be a lot more expensive. So
what we're going to do is we're going to have her at the shop, and we're going to do a make your own bangle demo where she's going to do it with you. So you can just watch her do it, or you can buy a kit and do it alongside her, whatever you want. But I'm really excited, because during the drying time, she's going to henna bangles, show us how to henna bangles as well. So you get all these multiple demos in one. So it's a workshop demo, whatever you want to make it. I will have 12 seats available, actually, at tables with a chair for you to do it on. But and it's free, you know. But if you do want to buy a kit, you can go ahead and grab one of those. If the chairs are all gone, you will have to do it on the ground. But I'm over excited about it. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have some of the Florida tribal dancers there doing a couple of quick performances in between the demos and the drawing time, and then, of course, the documentary. And please bring folding chairs, bring blankets. The documentary is going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. And feel free to bring, you know, some snacks and some drinks and whatnot. I mean, it's in our parking lot in the back. We have a projector and a projector screen. You know, it's very low-key, very casual. Come as you are. We're just going to have fun.
And so this is second Saturday, so this is November 14th. Correct. And the workshop is going to start at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. And you technically said, everything starts at 6, but Brenda's actual workshop will start at 7.
Okay. And you said there are going to be 12 physical seats available. Mm-hmm. Is it first come, first serve, or should they call and reserve the seat?
If you call me, I will reserve your seat. But then if you're not there at 7, I'll give it away.
So if they want to reserve their space, how can they get a hold of you?
Shoot me an email. And the best way to do that is to go to any of the links on the Beachcombers Bazaar website, www.beachcombers, and that's with a B, bazaar.com.
Very cool. I'm so excited.
And Susan's there every second Saturday, too. And we're going to talk about makeup later, I'm hoping, because she has the most incredible makeup. And she brings her full selection with testers, and she'll be there that day as well. So
I got very excited there. Sorry.
Extra special.
Rein it in, Tammy.
I haven't got to go to a second Saturday, so I'm all hyped. Like, this is going to be my first one that I can go to. And it'll be an event we're doing. And Susan's now going to be there with makeup. I'm just totally like...
Well, it's fun. It's
bangles.
It's a very community... The second Saturdays came about so that we could really bring the community together. College Park is a really fun area. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that can just walk down there that it's... I think it's important to have a very tight-knit community. So
it's very exciting.
Thank you, Mary. It was exciting. All Mary's idea about the
documentary. Well, we wouldn't be doing it without a projector in a parking lot. So thank you, Jody.
This is like an old-fashioned drive-in movie.
It is.
Except there's not going to be room for cars back there. No.
And what's nice is, you know, except for buying the bangle kit, everything, the whole event is free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk to Susan for a little bit. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your makeup?
Well, it's called Eyegasms. Color's so beautiful, your eyes will be in ecstasy.
Talk about infomercial.
Get yourself one.
Yes. I love you had your eyegasms today.
Dee, dee, dee.
But anyone who knows me knows that I am into bright colors, and a lot of my colors are very bright. But they're all made with minerals, and they're all natural, and they're except for some of my pinks aren't so natural, but they're all powders and beautiful, beautiful colors. Come down there. I'll have them all out, and you can try them on. And hopefully buy some. I'll have my whole selection. I do sell a few of my colors in her shop at all times. And if you see something you liked at the second Saturdays and come back later, I can get in touch with Jody and bring them and stuff. But I love them. I've had them compared to MAC colors, so that's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Compliment.
Oh, no. Yours are so much better.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, the MAC ones... The ones that are the good colors are in these crazy big containers, and they're arm and a leg, and you could never use them in four lifetimes. But and they're so expensive, and you're never going to use all of that. And those are the only ones that have colors comparable to yours. The ones that come in the standard little sizes, they are not even close. They don't have the sparkle. They don't have the sheen.
And I think I have more selection.
Oh, yeah. Some wonderful colors. She's got like three different whites. Instead of just a white, she's got a gold white and like a silvery white. And then what's the...
Moonstone,
the
which
moonstone
has a little
one.
Turquoise kind of undertones
Yeah, they're
to it.
Just these crazy subtle differences between them. And the sparkle just can't be beat. And it's the best to make gilding paste with. So if anybody's into henna and likes to make their own gilding paste, which is the color that you put on with your henna to accent it, use extra hold hair gel, like crazy mohawk spike your hair gel that won't wash out. And you mix it with her mineral pigments, and they're so pure and they're so bright and so fun that they make the very best gilding paste.
Susan, do you have a website?
I do. That does list some of my colors, and it's eyegasms.net.
Okay, cool. Just for our listeners who do not live locally.
And the gilding paste recipe is actually on my site. I have a whole page dedicated to her products, and there's a recipe for gilding paste. So if anybody wants to make their own, they can go there and see it.
Cool. This is my whole contribution. Like... I'm like, cool. My brain's running very slowly right now.
Please excuse my dear poor Mary. So like, bah. Okay, so you said, Susan, that you've danced for almost 20 years.
20 years.
How did you get into belly dancing?
Well, first of all, I have loved belly dance since Star Trek. They had a belly dance. I have
You're
to bring this up.
You knew
I was going to bring Star Trek into this conversation.
Yes, that was the best. So unexpected. I love that. Okay, so.
But there was a belly dancer named Lara in an episode, one of the original episodes. And when I saw her and I was real little, I was like, I want to do that. And I, you know, kind of put in the back of my mind. I didn't, you know anything about it. So about 1990, for Halloween, I was trying to put together a belly dance costume, couldn't find any coins, and I found this phone number in the book, World of Middle Eastern Dance, which I don't even think they're around anymore. I'm so old. But I called her up, and not only did she know where I could get my coins, but she taught classes, and that from there, that was it. I was hooked. No going back.
And so you started off cabaret.
Cabaret. Back then, back in the olden days, you didn't really hear about tribal. I had not even heard about tribal here in Florida at all.
I mean, so. It's still pretty recent. Yeah. I mean, tribal in Florida, that's still very much a growing thing.
Thing.
Well, I couldn't
so
find
horrible.
It. I couldn't find an appropriate word. I don't mean to offend anyone.
With my it's so much thing. More than a thing.
A growing dance form.
Yeah, a dance craze.
Awesome. And so I've met you through Lacey's classes at Florida Tribal Dance. So obviously you had gotten into tribal. Was Lacey your first tribal instructor?
Yes. My first and only. And once you have Lacey, you don't want anyone else. that sounded a little wrong. She is kind of cute, though. Lacey doesn't listen to this, does she?
Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
I kept it clean. I could have talked about other things.
Lacey, anyway, if you're wondering,
she mentioned
we tried.
Her tattoos. Witness. She didn't mention other things.
That's right. It was her little tattoos. Nice little butterflies and stuff.
Moving on.
Anyway. But actually, it was Mary. I had just gotten back into belly dance. Mary showed up at Alibaba's and was telling me I was looking for tribal and hadn't found anything. Was telling me about Lacey, and I was like, I have to go. I have to go try. I think I went the following Monday to Lacey's class, and that was it. I was hooked. But I was looking for, I'd gotten... After all these years, I'd just gotten kind of bored with cabaret and wanted more. And I had seen Rachel Bryce and wanted kind of more of that muscular, earthy kind of stuff. And get away from kind of all the... Because I like that too. I do still love that, but I want to do both. So that's why I consider myself tribaret.
That's where I was going next. Because I was going to say, you know, looking at you, I don't necessarily see a cabaret dancer, but I don't necessarily see a tribal dancer.
I'm a sparkly dancer. Tribal dancer.
You are. You are.
Yeah, pretty much Susan sort of encapsulates what I think of when I think of tribaret.
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, since the first Hofala I saw her dance at, where she had a sparkly brown belt, but the rest of her costume was predominantly black, and she was dancing to like this heavy metal
like, down.
And she might have had a sword.
No, I did have a sword that time.
Not that time. There's lots of hair tossing.
Well, I was still very cabaret thing because I had hardly taken any Lacey classes.
You did a sword piece to
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, Tainted Love is so good.
Wanted to be like psycho. Because I'm used to being cabaret, being, oh, you know, all happy and stuff. And so
I wouldn't
to
say
be
psycho,
really
but I was intimidated.
It was the sword.
You just had this look in your eye. Like that crazy lady in that movie, Flash Gordon.
Flash! Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Not the boar ones. You love bad sci-fi. You should totally watch Flash Gordon. Oh my gosh, awesome. Moving on.
And so do you currently study anywhere now?
No, I'm on a hiatus for a little while. I don't know, maybe in 2010 I'll kind of be back, but it's been kind of nice to take a break because I've been like gung-ho. Anyone who knows me too knows how many classes I was taking a week, and I was just so gung-ho, and then finally I was like, whew. Well, money happened, actually. So it's like, okay.
Or didn't happen. Or
didn't get the money. Didn't happen. It's like, okay, I guess I'll be taking a break for a while. But I've actually been enjoying it. It's been kind of nice to just kind of relax.
This is slightly off topic, but I was watching this show, and I realized, tribaret is probably the most common phrase I've heard, but I've also heard cabaribble. Cabaribble. But I've decided, in my mind, I assign cabaribble to terrible fusion. Because it almost sounds like terrible. Cabaribble.
I haven't heard that one.
I've never heard that either.
That fusion was cabaribble.
It sounds like dog food.
Cabaribble. I'm so hungry right now. So anyway, I just wanted to say, you have never been cabaribble to me.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
She's only been tribaret.
Well, tribaret. When I first heard the word tribaret, though, it was kind of given to cabaret dancers that just dress tribal. That was the definition that was given to me.
That's what I usually see. Most people are like that. They're just, oftentimes they say they're tribal and it's just their costume. And
that
the dance is
crazy.
Yeah, cabaret. And that's always a disappointment because I get myself all psyched to see one thing and then I'm like, hey, that was just like the dance before and only wearing black.
I think it is becoming more and more, I don't want to say common, but where you can actually see a true tri-beret performer.
Yeah.
Someone who really mixes it.
Even Zoe lately with the feathered fans and stuff. Yeah. I've been like, yeah, go Zoe. That's my girl. I'm going to talk bad about my girl.
I just don't like the feathered fans.
Hey, anything with fans, swords, I'm happy. Especially swords.
Roppy girl.
And one day, I hope to do a dance with a bat lip.
Ooh.
Kapla. What? I just want to Star Trek on you again. So.
Oh, Klingon.
Geez. Klingon.
It's the Klingon weapon non-believers. Of
choice. Oh, okay.
The big curved sword part of your body.
Oh, I thought you said bathtub, but like hiccuped in the middle. I was like,
a bathtub?
Awkward.
It's spelled kind of like that.
Oh, so, you know, we're yippers. We all yip, right? Do you find yourself yipping and maybe
all the time.
Not no, as appropriate venues? I went to the Miss Gay Orlando pageant at the Parliament House. And, you know, everybody's cheering and stuff. And I naturally yip. So I'm yipping through like half this pageant, you know. And it's Miss Josephine. And yip! You know, what a gorgeous dress. It was actually quite fun. And I had some people imitating me.
I was going to say, you guys might appreciate it. Well, I mean, I just know that when we started our first improv troupe, it was like crazy yipping. We're like, yip, this is fun. Yip, I just made a mistake. Yip, you just made a mistake. Yip, everyone keep going. It'll be over soon.
Well, basically,
yip,
you
it's
know,
a nice day. It's like...
Well, because, you know, you're performing, you can't speak to each other. So it was like our form of communication to each other. We just look at each other and yip like we were having a conversation.
It was out of control for a while. Like, I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw a video of us with me. I was like, oh my God. It's like every 2 seconds, it's like the calls of the rainforest or something.
Well, you know, like I yipped because I always was like, okay, this audience is way too quiet. We need to yip. We need to, like, self-motivate. Like, you know, because I always, when I perform, I feel, you know, obviously I'm performing for an audience. I kind of feel their energy. Well, mm-hmm. if they have none, I got to make my own. Oh, goodness. I would ask you guys for your best yip, but you guys yipped already during our conversation.
And frankly, we're sick of it.
We're all yipped out. Oh my goodness.
This will be our last episode. We're going to be changing to the Yep podcast. The Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. That works.
Or perhaps the E.
E. Do you guys have any last thoughts? Anything you want to share with our audience? Anything you want to share with us?
No, actually, we do have quite a few things going on at the shop. Having the shop allows us to do lots of fun things, so we try to keep that going. And you can check our events page for that. We have a henna guild meeting coming up, which we just gather local henna artists. We sit around, we talk henna. You know, if somebody needs help with a job, they ask for help and, you know, hire out other artists. We vent when we need to, go through troubleshooting, that kind of thing. We have the big Go Green thing coming up November 17th. It's a Thursday night. It's actually part of Artistry Co-op and Infusion Tea. Mm-hmm. Artistry Co-op used to be the Cottage Boutique.
I was going to say, because they just changed their name, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Very, very cool place. If you have never been there, it's an absolute must stop. They do this yearly event, and it's about starting the Christmas shopping season, shopping at local businesses, and especially places that really support the local thing going on.
Yeah, and the local artists, definitely.
Exactly. And there's a bunch of us on Edgewater, and they take pedicabs to each place, and you get a little card stamp, and there's this crazy big basket of gifts that you can win if you have your card stamped from everybody. So really excited about that. This is the first year we get to participate. It's so, so, so cool. And there's wine or cocktails at almost every stop. So you'll have fun.
And when is that? I'm sorry. Let me write that down.
It's a Thursday night. I believe it's November 17th. Okay. But again, on our events page, December, we have Holiday on the Drive, which of course is second Saturday. So lots of new things going on. But we try to... offer fun things, and if you have ideas, please, you know how to contact me. Let me know if I can fit it in. I will. No more henna classes though for 2009. Henna classes won't start again until 2010.
But that's just around the corner.
That's right.
It really is.
It is.
That's right. I know. It's crazy. Scary. What is it? 6 weeks till Christmas or something?
I'm not ready for Christmas.
Yikes.
I think that is new products coming in, but we always have something new coming in at all times. That's not hugely unusual.
Yeah, and your beaded shoes, I mean, they're pretty much like basically one of a kind, technically. Yes. Like they're one, yeah.
One
shipment and that's it. And then once they're gone, they're gone.
Well, a little different than that. The shoes are made in quantities of 30 or less. And once the style's gone, it's gone. So when you find something you like, if you really like it, you need to get it.
it's like that with bangles too.
That's
some
true.
Of the bangles.
Yeah, with some of the bangles
too. You can't have enough bangles.
Never. No, you can't.
Never.
Oh, we were talking about the shop and we were talking about Susan's eyegasms. I also feature some of her jewelry in the store. She makes the most incredible wire wrap ear cuffs. And I know you really love your earrings, but the ear cuffs are so cool.
The ear
cool.
cuffs I'm very proud of because that's my design. I came up with that. So I'm proud of that.
They are the coolest things ever. They look so, 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 so cool on. And they're real sterling silver or gold filled. So they won't, you know, chip off. They're not gold plated or anything. And they're going to last. I get so many compliments on those because I often wear them around in the store. It's advertising.
Taking one for the team.
No, but they're really wonderful. So always new artists, always new stuff. It's fun having a store.
And it's fun shopping at your store.
It is.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's dangerous. Like, I won't go unless I actually have money because it's just...
Yeah, I've stopped bringing in my debit card. I'll bring in the cash that I know I can spend. Like, it never helps. My car's parked 30 yards away. Like, I can just... And I'll be like, oh, well, I just need money.
And you live, like, a hot minute from the store.
I know. It's dangerous. Yeah. Hey Tammy, do you have music for us today?
I do have music.
Oh, I have no idea what it is.
Well, you got me so excited last time talking about the Basement Jacks. And I was excited because I had just bought their new CD. Now, you had Remedy, which I do have, and I love that CD.
Which is their first CD.
Exactly, from like way back when. Old school style, man. Yeah. But amazing CD. And I had read someone's tweet, even though I don't have Twitter, and I Twitter stalk people. And so I read someone's tweet about Basement Jacks having a new CD, and I was feeling nostalgic and looked it up and listened to a couple of the tracks. And on iTunes, there was already like tons of reviews and everyone was giving the CD 5 stars. So I begged and pleaded and asked my husband, we have $10, right? I need to buy this CD. And after a few weeks, he's like, yes, we now have $10. So, so I got Basement Jacks. Our new CD is called Scars. And when you get from iTunes, it's bonus track version. And so they have additional tracks on there.
Ooh.
Yeah. So for for $10, you get 16 tracks. Love
hey.
It.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Very nice.
Yeah. So I don't want to be like, oh, don't pay 99 cents for one track. Just buy the whole thing. It's you save money in the long run.
Isn't that nice?
And honestly, I think there's maybe one song, which I can't even think of right now, that I'm not like, eh, you know, it's an okay song. Because for the most part, every single one of these songs is just awesome. So I'll go ahead and play it for you ladies. Since I have it on my iTunes. So the first song that we're going to hear is called Scars. Like most electronic artists, pretty much every track on here features a different artist. And listening to this, I've now become familiar with more artists with, you know, so I'm listening to their CDs now. So it's like ongoing. I love it. I love finding new music. It's just great. So anyway, so the first song is Scars. To me, it feels more fusion-y. Definitely. A lot of like just weird nuances like that you can kind of pop and lock to.
Oh, yay.
The next song we're going to hear is called She's No Good.
Now, you play this one for me. I really love this song.
It's so like almost like funky and
it's like
hip-hoppy.
A rare song.
And yeah.
It's rare.
Yeah. So, ooh. That one's good. And that one, to me, I could drill ATS to it easily. And the other song I'm going to play is called What's a Girl Gotta Do? female vocalist. Love female vocals on a techno dance track. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just do. There's something about it. I don't know. So again, I can drill ATS to this. You could do fusion to this. Honestly, the whole album is good, but I had to pick three songs and those are the ones I'm going for. So let's listen in. CD by Basement Jax. What you guys
so
think?
Cool.
Loved it.
So much fun.
Nice loved tease. It.
Nice, nice teaser.
That last one was really nice.
Yay! I'm so excited.
That's kind of nice. It's nice, on the keeper list. Bookends. You got the first CD. We've got their most recent CD.
You're good artists.
Totally.
Artists, even.
Artists. artists. They're from Britain.
Artists.
Artists. So.
What?
And then sing it outside.
That was really cool. I liked it.
Yay.
Yeah. So, did we get anything else going on?
Around town, honey.
Is it? I'm just checking. It's like I was getting ready with my so Tammy, and I just wanted to make a final little check. All right. Okay. So Tammy, level with me. Anything going on around town?
You know it, sister. This is actually going to be a very packed weekend. Obviously, we happened to mention our event.
Popcorn, hello.
Be there. Which will be held over at Beachcombers in College Park, and that will be November 14th. And the whole event really starts at 6, and then workshop at 7, dancing at 8, and really in between everywhere. And then 9 o'clock is the showing of 40 Days and 1001 Nights by Tamalyn Dalal. So that's going on. And West Palm Beach, November 13th through 15th, is the Sharky Experiment. www.thesharkyexperiment.com. And that's multiple workshops. Bojanka, Mirabet, Charta from Izumi, Alicia from Bellycraft, Daniela, who just performed at the gala.
God, oh, she was
amazing.
Wonderful.
Performance. And, of course, Lacey from Florida Tribal Dance. Also, this weekend, we had Carol on for our
panel episode,
also known as Phoenicia, will be dancing at the Coliseum of Comics November 14th for their one-year anniversary. The website is www.coliseumofcomics.com. So that's a lot going on this weekend, so I really don't have much going on after that, I think mainly because it's Thanksgiving time and a lot of people aren't doing a lot of events toward the end of the month.
Everyone's thinking holiday.
Go green.
And I only have one event for December, which is the Tribal Fusion Fair, www.medusa.com. meddevi.com/tribalfusionfair. That is December 12th through 13th in Arroyo Grande, California. Workshops are going to be available with Amy Sigil, Tempest, Zoe Jakes, Cammy Little, and Mega, as well as some other people. And sorry about my dog. I'll just throw it in there because everyone can hear him. So that's what's going on around town. Now, if you want to know more about these events and other upcoming events, you can join our mailing list, which if you go to our website, www.yippodcast.com, we have a link there to join our mailing list. And it's just a big button that says join mailing list. easy to find. Or you can email us at email@yippodcast.com. You can Skype us at yippodcast. You can call us while we are recording at 321-441-3933, or leave us a message if we're not recording. We typically record Wednesdays between 9 and 10
Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you. Yeah, that's very important. And you can join our tribe at tribes.tribe.net/yippodcast.
We're still looking for tribe member number 100.
100.
Is there a
prize?
No.
So I just want to take this moment to thank Jody and Susan for being on the show. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
And we're so excited about the event, and I'm so excited about trying on makeup. So,
yay! So excited.
Yes. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. We got lots going on this time.
I know. It's going to be fun. I'm a little overexcited about that.
Good show. Thanks so much for coming by. As always, it's nice to have an excuse to hang out with you.
So with that, this has been Tammy.
And this has been Mary.
Yep. So I would love to thank Jody and Susan for being on the show.
So do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
douchebag.
Us.
Douchebag.
Take two.